Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. 弟兄姊妹，下午好。I'd like for you all just to stand up and say hello to people behind you in front.
请站起来，跟你周围的弟兄姊妹握手说好。
All the chaos. Okay, that's enough. 好，够了。Now, were you saying hello and greeting one another up on the mountain or down on the earth?
刚刚你们在互相问安的时候，是在山上呢，还是在山谷里？
You know, there was a famous preacher in England named F.B. Meyer.
在英国有一位很有名的传道人叫做梅尔牧师。
And he had a sign in his office, and the sign says, Look down.
他的办公室里面有一块牌子写向下看。
Now, Brother T. Austin Sparks was a young servant of God, and he went into Brother Meyer's office one day and saw the sign.
有一天有一个年轻人，他的名字叫Spiker 弟兄，他跑到他的办公室就看到这一个牌子。
And Brother Sparks says, why does the sign say look down? Shouldn't it say look up?
他就发一个问题说，你这个牌子写错了吧，应该叫做向上看，怎么会叫向下看呢？
And F.B. Meyer said, it depends where you're sitting.
完全是取决于你坐在哪个位置。
If we're sitting in the heavenly places with Christ, we look down.
如果你是跟基督一样坐在天上，那当然是向下看嘛。
And may this be our position today.
因为今天下午这是我们所坐的位置。
We want to read this afternoon in Colossians chapter 1.
请我们打开哥罗西书第一章。
We want to climb...The second mountain peak.
这是第二个高峰。
We will just read six verses, but in these six verses, we're climbing very high.
我们要读六节圣经，但是这六节圣经就要把我们带到很高的高峰上。
We're climbing the mountain of Christ.
这个高峰叫做基督的高峰。
Some Bible scholars say this is the highest mountain peak in the Bible.
有的圣经学者告诉我们，这是圣经中最高的山峰。
We begin reading in chapter 1, verse 15.
我们读一章十五节。
And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以前。
For in him all things were created.Both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也是靠他而立。
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have preeminence in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的天上的，都与自己和好了。
Now we want to read some verses in Acts chapter 18.
让我们看使徒行传十八章。
The brief story about Apollos.
这段是讲使徒亚波罗的一段历史。
Acts chapter 18, verse 24.
我们十八章二十四节开始。
Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所。他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。
This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
这人已经在主的道上或者道路上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人，只是他单晓得约翰的洗礼。
And he began to speak out boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more perfectly.
二十六节，他在会堂里放胆讲道，百基拉、雅居拉听见，就接他来，将神的道路给他讲得更加详细。
And when he wanted to go across to Achaia, the brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. And when he had arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace.For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ.
他想要往雅盖亚去，弟兄们就勉励他，并写信请门徒接待他。他到那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前极有能力，驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
And then we want to turn in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们再看哥林多前书第三章。
We see reference made again to Apollos.
这里还是讲使徒亚波罗。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 beginning in verse 4.
第三章第四节。
For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not mere men? What then is Apollos, and what is Paul? Servants through whom you believed, even as the Lord gave opportunity to each one.
三章四节，有的说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所给他们个人的引导你们相信。
I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫它生长的神。
Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building.
栽种者和浇灌的都是一样, 但将来个人要照自己的功夫, 得自己的赏赐, 因为我们是与神同工的, 你们是神所耕种的田地, 所建造的房屋。
According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
我照神给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
Now, if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
十二节，若有人用金银宝石草木和铁，在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露。 因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。人在那根基上所建造的工程，若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，人像从火里经过的一样。Down
to verse 21.
二十一节.
So then, let no one boast in men. For all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death, or things present or things to come, all things belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God.
所以无论谁都不可以拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的，或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界。 或生，或死，或现在的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。Let
a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found faithful.
以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘式的管家，所以求于管家的，是要他有忠心。Verse 6.
Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, so that in us you may learn not to exceed what is written, so that no one of you will become arrogant in behalf of one against the other.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事转比自己和亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。Let's
just have a word of prayer.
让我们低头带一点祷告。
Our Father, we gather this afternoon as your servants in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父，我们今天下午再次聚集在你的面前，是你的仆人们。We
thank you for your precious word that we read before us.
我们实在感谢你，刚刚把你宝贵的话一起读了。But
we would ask that your Spirit would give us wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of this one of whom we have read.
我们 在这个时候向你祷告，求你赐下智慧与启示的灵，让我们能够明白你的话语。
For indeed the things we read about Christ, eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither has it ever entered into the heart of man, these things.
因为耶稣基督是与我们预备眼未曾见耳未曾听心里也未曾想过的那一位。
We come together and pray that the Holy Spirit could reveal to us the height and the depth and the length and the breadth of Christ.
因此我们就祷告求圣灵开我们的眼睛让我们能够测度明白基督爱的长阔高深。
And that we could be filled afresh with the love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge.
让我们重新再被你的爱 来充满,
Help us this afternoon, we pray.
求你今天下午帮助我们每一个人，这是我们的祷告。
Quicken our mortal bodies by the Holy Spirit.
也让我们疲倦的身体，因着你的圣灵，我们能够再次苏醒过来。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下午的时间恭敬交在你的手中。
In the precious name of Jesus our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
When we read these verses in Colossians chapter 1, we are on the high mountain of who Christ is.
当我们刚刚读了这个哥罗西书第一章的时候，我们就来到这一个大的高山上。
Our Christ is revealed before us as so great, as so large, as so glorious.
这段圣经把我们所信的主耶稣，他的伟大，他的崇高，他的荣耀，向我们表明。
Who can possibly understand these things?
哪里有人能够真的完全了解呢？
While I was training in school, we read these passages.
我在神学院的时候，我们读这些圣经。
The professor said that this is the highest Christology in the New Testament.
我们新约的神学教授告诉我们，这段圣经是基督论的最高峰。We
studied all of these phrases.
我们把这些语言都读了好多次。He
is the image of God. He is the firstborn of all creation.
他是神的本相，他是神的样子。
In him, through him, to him is all creation.
在他的里面，一切都是为他造的，是透过他造的，所有的创造都经过他。He
is first before all things.
他是万有之首。In
him, all things hold together.
在他的里面，万物都被聚在一起。He
is the head of the body, his church.
他也是这个身体的头，他的教会。And
he has the exclusive preeminence.
他是在凡事上居首位。
There is nothing, no one, who has greater authority. He is first place.
在这个宇宙中，他是第一，没有任何人超过他。
There is no one higher.
没有比他更高的。
There is no man, there is no spiritual being higher.
没有人比他高，也没有任何的灵界的人的灵超过他。He
has been given this preeminence over everything.
他在所有的人事物之上最高的位置。When
we read this description of the mountain peak of Christ,
当我们看这个高峰来到最高的点的时候，we
see once again why as servants it's so important that we have a spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand something of these dimensions.
所以我们做他仆人的人，我们必须具有圣灵给我们这一个启示，智慧与启示的灵，能够了解略略知道一点这一个伟大的叙述。And
yet, no matter how much we study His precious word,
不管我们下了多少功夫来读这段圣经,
when the Lord of glory reveals Himself to us, we fall down as men dead.
当这个荣耀的主的意象真正启示给我们的时候，我们是要倒在地上，好像死了一样。
And so Paul fell down before this heavenly vision.
保罗有这个经历，他被击倒在地上。
And when John saw this glorious Jesus in the book of Revelation, he fell down as dead.
使徒约翰他见到主这个荣耀的时候，他也倒在地上，好像死了一样。
And if you and I have ever seen something of the glorious Christ, we have been slain in some measure.
所以任何一个人，如果我们也同样有这个经验的话，我们也应该跟那些使徒们一样被击倒在地上。
If we have been traveling carrying a little flashlight for our light,
今天我们在各地走的时候，我们带的是个小手电筒。
And then the glory of heaven falls upon our way.
但是有一天，这个从天上来的大光照到我们的时候，
we're blinded by the light.
我们就会被这个大光使我们眼瞎了。
And when we look up at this mountain peak of Christ,
当我们看见这个基督的高峰，
there is nothing.That compares to this vision.
你就找不到第二件事情能够跟这个意象来对比了。
Now in this modern world, we all travel quite a bit.
在现代的世界里头，我们都常常旅行飞来飞去。
And I like it when I'm flying and I can see some great mountain appear through the cloud.
我喜欢在飞机上能够看到许多高山的山峰。
That's the best time to see Mount Rainier if you're going to Seattle, Washington when you're up in the plane.
如果你去西雅图访问的话，你碰到这个机会，你一定要伸头出去看看那个火山兰尼尔火山。
And every time I fly into Tokyo, as on this trip, I hope that I can see Mount Fuji.
那么你如果经过日本东京这个附近，你要看见富士山。
One time, I saw Mount Everest.
有一次我看到喜马拉雅山。
We're flying into Nepal, into Kathmandu.
那次机会是去尼泊尔，在那一个旅程中我经过喜马拉雅山。
And this is in the foothills of Mount Everest.
那这个加里满都这个城市呢，就是在这个山脚下。
Now this is the mountain of mountains.
这是山中之山。
You can't really see.The whole thing.
因为你看不到它的全貌，太大了。
And this Christ that has been described to us in the Word of God is beyond what we can understand.
那么我们在这里读所念到的这一个基督的高山，是我们语言没有办法形容的。
But I'm trusting that you have been seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
那今天我相信在座的每一位，我们都像昨天所说的，我们坐在天上与基督在一起。
And in some small measure, you have seen this wonderful snow-capped mountain peak of this Christ.
可能你只看到这个山最高的那一个白头山顶。
Now, underneath this mountain peak, you can see the rest of the mountain coming down, the body of Christ.
然后你慢慢往这个山下看的时候，你逐渐就能够看到这一个好像教会。他的身体这个部分
This is part of the summing up into Christ
这就是我们所说的在基督里要同归于一的这个意象
And what a beautiful bride this body of Christ is
那在这里你就要发现这一个身体是一个美丽的心腹
And if you look very carefully there at this mountain
如果你仔细的来看
You may see yourselfIn there.
你可能在这里找到你自己的影子
Just a little speck
是一个点儿
In this mountain called the church
在这一个所谓教会的这座山上
But you and I have a place in there
我们每一个人都在这一个身体上有一份
And it's a glorious place
是一个荣耀的位置
Because we are royal priests
因为圣经称呼我们为有君尊的祭司
We are sons of God
我们也是神的儿子们
We're being prepared to be his bride
我们正在被准备要成为他的心腹
We are his servants
我们也同时又是他的仆人
And so we're part of all this that is being summed up and headed up in Christ
所以我们每一个都在神的这一个把我们在基督里面合而为一的这个步骤里
Now in Ephesians chapter 1 it says that Christ has been exalted in the heavenlies and sits upon a throne.
我们昨天看了以弗所书那一个意象里头所看见的是我们的主已经登上他的最高的位置
and he is now head over all things to the church
他为万有做基督是这个教会的元首
as you can tell I am a grandfather
你看到我你可以想象我已经是做爷爷的人了
My gray hairs come from raising my sons.
我的白发是因为养了儿子的缘故。
But my smile comes because I have 6 grandchildren.
那我的笑容是因为我有六个孙子。
Now, as I watch these grandchildren grow, I love to be around them.
当我看见这些孙子们在生长的时候，我很喜欢跟他们在一起。
Except when they come to that stage where they always ask questions. But why? But why?But why?
他们就喜欢一直问，没完没了的问，为什么？为什么？为什么？
Now we are children of the Lord.
我们都是神的儿女。
And we have many questions.
我们也一肚子问题。
And our Lord has been made head over all things to the church.
因为以弗所书告诉我们，他今天我们的主成为万有之首。
Now that means he wants to make the decision about everything.
那意思做头的意思就是他在每一件事情都做决定。
Now as a grandfather, I can only take so much of my grandchildren. I say, I will be quiet.
做爷爷的人对这些孙子老问问题没完没了，我是有忍耐是有一个限度的。
Or else I say, because I said so.
最后答不出来就是我这样说的就是原因，就是理由。
But our Lord is so full of wisdom.
但是我们的主却充满了智慧。
He loves it when his children say, "But why? But how? But who?"
当我们问主的时候，为什么或者谁或者怎么回事儿？我们的主很有耐心的。
When it comes to our life in the church, we should be asking the Lord everything because He knows what to do.
我们对主可以问许多的问题，因为他知道所有问题的答案。
Unfortunately, even my grandchildren are coming to the age where they say, "I know everything now."
现在我这些孙子们已经来到一个年龄，他们认为他们什么都知道了。
And unfortunately, many of us as servants of God come to this place as well.
那很不幸的呢，我们中间很多的人做神仆人的人，我们也自以为我们也什么都懂了。
And the Lord has to humble us.
因着这个缘故，神往往要降卑我们。
And so that we will let Him be head over all things to the church.
因为除非这样，我们的主没有办法在凡事上居首位。
As He's gathering all things up under His head,
当神把万事万物都在基督里要。
We see that beautiful vision in Ephesians in chapter 4.
在以弗所书第四章我们看到这个意象。
Paul says you have a very high calling.
你们有一个从上头来的呼召。
What's his emphasis?
他的重点在哪里?
The church is one.
教会只有一个。
He says you have one body.
一个身体。
One spirit.
一个灵。
One hope of your calling.
一个呼召。一个指望
One Lord
一位主
One faith
一个信
One baptism
一个洗
One God and Father of all
一位父神贯穿一切
Do you get the message?
听懂了没有
The church is one
教会是一个
One, 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 one Yes, the church is one
一一一一教会是合一
Under the headship of the Lord Jesus The church is one
但是它的前提是基督做主。
Then Paul gives us that wonderful picture.
保罗就给我们看到一个美妙的图画。
Christ descended into the depths and rose again.
基督降到阴间，然后又升到从死里复活。
And he was exalted, and he filled all things, and gave gifts unto men.
然后。从复活以后他又升到高天坐在宝座上在这个上升的步骤中他把恩赐赏下来
Now there's Christ at the top of the mountain
基督在这个山顶
And then he has distributed apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
所以在这个给下许多的恩赐的里面，有做使徒的，有做先知的，有做传福音的，有牧师，有教师等等许多的恩赐。
And they begin to help the members of the body of Christ to grow and to serve one another, and the body begins to grow into maturity, into the head.
然后借着神赐给教会的这些重恩赐，他们来服侍建立基督的身体，帮助这个身体渐渐长大。And
there we see a picture of the servants of God in the midst of this wonderful picture of the summing up of all things in Christ.
所以你就会发现神把这个恩赐赐给教会的时候，这些工人就在那里把 所有的弟兄姊妹带在一起建立这个身体，都合而为一。
Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, all coordinated together by the Holy Spirit to do one thing, to build that church into the head, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这四种不同的恩赐，他们彼此紧密的配合，各有各的功用，然后把这个身体建立起来。
Our Lord is in control of this whole work of God.
那总指挥就是我们的主。
It's a wonderful work.
这是一个奇妙的工作。
It's beautiful in its picture.
你如果看见这个图画的时候，是何等的美丽。
But now, we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and come down to earth with a bump.
然后你都读刚刚我们念的哥林多前书第三章的时候，好像你又来到了地上，碰到了一块拦阻。
What do we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3?
你在第三章看到了什么事呢?
We read about carnal fleshly men.
你碰到的是这些属肉体的人。
They have ambition.
他们各有各的雄心大志。
They want to exercise their authority to be head over the church.
那么这些人想要在教会里面做宝座来做说话的这个最后权威。
Now, the church only has one head.
教会只有一个头。
But then man steps in and says, I am the head of this church.
然后人就来篡这个头的位。
So they had a discussion, a difference, a schism.
所以在他们中间就有很大的摩擦，很大的讨论，最后就分门别类了。
Some said, I follow Paul. Others said, I follow Apollos. Others said, I follow Peter.
那么有人就说，我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是跟彼得的，等等。
Now, Peter and Paul and Apollos never said, follow me.
但是这些使徒们没有一个说过跟从我。
Actually, these brothers who are causing the problem are really saying, I follow Peter, so you follow me.
那这个发明这些理论的这些人呢，他真正的意思，当他说我是跟随彼得的人，那意思是说你呢就跟随我。Now
we see that this beautiful work of unity is being threatened by the man's flesh.
所以你会发现，本来神在那里做合一的工作的时候，人的肉体跑进来。
And so Paul talks to the saints about this.
所以保罗在这里就要指出他们的错来。
He said, I am a servant and a steward of the mysteries of God.
他说我只是一个仆人，是神奥秘事的管家而已。
And a servant of God must be faithful.
那一个神对他的管家的要求就是忠心。
I have faithfully planted the body of Christ in Corinth.
那我这个仆人来到哥林多的时候，我就在这里把哥林多的教会建起来。Apollos
has faithfully watered this plant.
那么当我种下去这个种子之后，亚波罗这个使徒就来，他做浇灌的工作。Why
are you looking at the gardeners? It is God who gives the growth.
你们怎么把眼睛就注意这个园丁，却忘记叫它生长的是神？
And then he gives them a wonderful picture of what things look like from the heavenly place.
所以保罗在这里让他们从天的角度来看这件事。
If you look there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
如果你回到第三章哥林多前书
and verse 21 and following,
二十一节
So then let no one boast in men, for all things belong to you, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world or life or death,or things present or things to come, all things belong to you. You belong to Christ. Christ belongs to God.
他就说，或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现在的事，或将来的事，全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
Now the church of God is being built under the headship of Christ into fullness of stature.
所以你在这里看到神的工作是神界的这些工人把这个基督的身体建起来连于元首基督有一天这个身体要长大成人满有基督的身量
And Paul says if you look at your situation from the heavenly perspective in Christ
如果你们能够站在天的角度来看这个问题
Here is what God has given to you
这是神赐给你们的
You have been given by God.
神把这一切包括你们全赐给你们
Cephas, Paul, Apollos, and everything.
神把保罗赐给你们把彼得赐给你们把亚波罗赐给你们这一切全部赐给你们
God, by His Spirit, has been coordinating these various brothers who have visited Corinthand have deposited something of Christ during their time there.
在神主宰的权柄里头按照他的时间他派不同的工人到哥林多去把基督分给他们。
But listen to the carnal response of man.
但是人的肉体对这件事情的反应是什么呢
I don't want the fullness of Cephas, Apollos, and Paul. I just want Apollos.
人的反应是说我不需要这个这么多工人的丰满我只要选一个就好了
I don't want fullness I just want narrowness
我不要丰满我只要狭窄
I like the way Apollos speaks He's a philosopher
我喜欢亚波罗那一个风格因为他讲起道来有点哲学家的味道
Somebody else says I like the way Peter speaks like a good old fisherman
另外有一个人说我喜欢彼得的讲道的风格他真是有一个愚人的味气质愚夫的气质
Others say I like the way Paul speaks because he speaks on and on and on and on
那又有一个人说我喜欢保罗的那个风格他真是讲了又讲讲了又讲讲了很长
And Paul says Church of Corinth you've been given all three men let the Lord use all of these men and don't limit his supply
但是保罗在这里提醒他们主把这三个工人赐给你们的教会是神预备的你不能挑食啊
We can see what a problem this is today because of the division within the church
那今天到了我们的时代也看到类似的问题因为人总是挑的喜欢合性自己胃口的
There are many assemblies they will not listen to him or to meBecause we don't have the right ordination.
那么有些教会就拒绝这个人或拒绝那个人，因为这个条件不符合，没有一个大的头衔。
And the church today is not being coordinated in unity by the Holy Spirit.
所以你会发现，今天在地上的教会，常常你看见的是没有让。圣灵的主权能够把他神安排的工人有一个很好美好的配搭
There's two kinds of coordination that goes on today
今天有两类的配搭
Either a servant of God is sent out and paid and told what to preach by an organization of one tradition or another
那么一类的服事呢就是一个机构他安排了某某人去 去某某地方做那个地方的传道人，每个月给他多少的钱，好像一个公司的职位一样。
Now, if you're a servant of God and you're told what you can say, what you can't say, what you can believe and what you can't believe, you're not listening to God, you're listening to man.
那么在这种情况之下，你的老板是那个机构，机构告诉你这个可以讲，那个不可以讲，你要这个强调这个，不要强调那个。那么这个时候，基督就不是个这个工人的头，而是这个组织才是他的工人的头。
And even if you're successful within your tradition, you have not been faithful to the God who calls you.
可能你是一个很有才华的工人，你在那里可以干得有声有色，把这个组织弄得很有一个规模，但是你对教会的元首却没有忠心。
But then there's a second method very popular today.
那么第二类呢，也是很受欢迎的。
A man proclaims himself called of God and goes out based on his own effort, ambition, and gift to be successful in ministry.
也就是说一个人他说我是神的仆人，那么他自己按照自己的意思就跑到一个地方去，来建立他自己的那一块势力范围。
If he is gifted, he climbs the ladder.
如果他又有一点口才，有一点恩赐，那么他就越来越成功。
Until he is the king of a little group.
那么他慢慢慢慢就变成那群人的王了。
And now he does.What his ambition has borne fruit of.
那么所以你就会发现这个人有他自己的雄心大志，他做他自己的事。
But he has not been coordinated by God in the summing up of all things.
但是这样做的时候好像就不是照着圣灵在那里怎么样把教会建立成一个身体。
Now I bring up this whole matter of the coordination of the servant.
所以我在这里举这些例子，让我们看见神的仆人们在圣灵主宰的权柄中的安排，怎么样子把这个神的工作出来。
Because there where we read in the book of Acts about Apollos, we have a beautiful picture of God's coordinating his faithful servant.
那我下面给你们看的是刚刚我们读另外在使徒行传的一个很美的例子，就是十八章。
So we want to turn back to Acts chapter 18 and look at this matter of Apollos.
所以请大家回到《使徒行传》十八章看亚波罗的这一个例子。
Let's just read verse 24-25.
24-25节。
Now a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was mighty in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord.And being fervent in spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the things concerning Jesus, being acquainted only with the baptism of John.
有一个犹太人名叫亚波罗，来到以弗所。他生在亚历山泰，是有学问的，最能讲解圣经。这人已经在主的道路上受了教训，心里火热，将耶稣的事详细讲论教训人。只是他单小的约翰的洗礼。
Now here is Apollos, a faithful servant.
这里你看到亚波罗是一个很忠心的仆人。
Now some people think that Apollos was a Jew who was not converted yet. He had not been born again.
有的人读了这段圣经就有一个看法，认为他是一个犹太人，却没有真正得救的基督徒。没有得救，不是基督徒。
He had repented of his sins. He'd been baptized with John's baptism, and he was awaiting the Messiah to come.
他只不过是接受了施洗约翰的洗礼，等候弥赛亚来临。
But this cannot be.
但是你好好读的，你就会发现不应该是这个情形。
Did you notice what it says here? He was instructed in the way of the Lord.
因为他在这里说到他。已经受教于主的道路。
And notice what else it says.
还有呢？
He was accurately teaching the things concerning Jesus.
他将耶稣的事情准确详细的讲论，教训人。
So he knew that Jesus had come.
所以证明他认识基督，他
知道耶稣是谁。He knew John the Baptist in his fuller teaching of the Lamb of God who would come to take away the sins of the world.
因为施洗约翰的教训关于基督是看那神的羔羊，他 他是除去世人罪孽的，所以他对耶稣的认识是有根基的。
And this man was being faithful.
这个人是非常忠心的人。
He had consecrated his gifts and his life to serve God.
他把他自己完全奉献给主，把他的恩赐也交在神的手中。
It says he was a learned man.
而且是有学问的人。
A faithful servant is a student of the Word of God.
一个忠心的神的仆人，他必须是在神的话语上有学习的人。
And it says Apollos was mighty in the Scriptures.
他在这里说是这个对主的道最能讲解。
He had been studying the Old Testament.
他对旧约非常熟悉。
And he had seen the promises regarding Jesus in the Old Testament.
他也知道旧约中所有预言关于耶稣基督的圣经。
He had committed these words from the Old Testament into his heart, and he could speak upon them with great strength.
所以他不但个人接受了这个旧约中关于预言基督的事，他自己把这些教训也能够来教训别人。
And it also says he was fervent in spirit.
他灵里面也是火热。
He was being strengthened in his inner man by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也在他的里面坚固他那个里面的人。
And he was teaching all that he knew about Jesus.
他是尽所能的讲解耶稣。
He was a faithful servant.
他实在是一个忠心的仆人。
Now this is a picture of many servants of God today.
你在今天也看到有类似的工人是这个样子。
They've been saved by God's grace.
他们蒙主恩典得救。
They have studied His Word diligently.
他们也在主的话语上用功的学习。
And they were able to preach the Word of God regarding the Lord Jesus.
他们也有这个口才能够传扬主的话语。
And yet there was something missing.
但是有一个部分缺少了。
What is a faithful servant?
什么是一个忠心的工人？
A faithful servant is one who serves to the light that they have.
一个忠心的工人就是说，他得到的亮光有多少，他就照着这个亮光好好的去服侍。
It's true there was something missing in Apollos' ministry.
是，这个亚波罗的侍奉的里面有一个部分是他的盲点。
But he didn't know what it was.
但他自己不知道。
But he was faithful to God to the amount of light that he had from the Word of God.
但是就他所得到的亮光，他是忠心的。
And here we see a first lesson about servants of God.
这是主仆人的第一个功课。
Now God has sovereignly called Apollos.
主宰的权柄呼召了这个人。
How can we tell?
我们怎么知道呢？
Not only he has gifts,
不但他有属灵的恩赐。
But he has the grace of God to be a student of the Word.
而且他能够靠着主的恩典做一个好的学生，学习主的话。
We remember Paul's exhortation to Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly, accurately dividing the word of truth.
保罗当年鼓励提摩太的时候就说，你要 这个按着正义分解真理的道，不要叫人小看你年轻。
He was zealous for the Lord.
这个人也是一样，他对主非常的热心。
He was traveling about and speaking about Christ in the synagogues.
他从这个会堂到另外一个会堂，到处去传扬耶稣。
And you can see he has the heart of a servant.
你可以从他这个行动看出他心里面的那个对主的火热。
Now there are many people who call themselves servants of God.
今天有很多所谓主的仆人。
But they're lazy.
但是很懒惰。
They don't like to study the word, so they just read a chapter from Watchman Nee.
他自己不下功夫，每次要讲道就读一篇倪弟兄的信息。
And they try to memorize a few things Brother Nee said, and they think that they're now a teacher.
所以他有记忆力还不错，就能够把这一章都记住他的重点，然后他就可以当老师，可以教讲道了。But
of course, everybody in the assembly who also has read that book knows what has happened.
但不信的别人也读了同样一本书就知道他要讲什么。
But this man Apollos read the word of God until the Lord gave him light, original light, and he ministered that.
但这个人你可以看出来不一样，他对主的话语熟悉，而神就可以借着这个话向他有第一手的启示。
But he was also fervent in spirit.
他里头的灵是火热的。
Some people are not very fervent.
有些人服事啊，就没有那个热度。
Or if they're zealous, they're zealous for the wrong reasons.
有些人的热度又热过头，理由都不对的。
There's an American saying, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing.
美国有个谚语是说，一点点的知识是非常危险的。
Some people are very zealous, but they have very little knowledge.
有些人非常有热心，但是他的知识是这么一点，反而危险。
You remember in Romans chapter 10, Paul opens the chapter by saying, now, the Jews are very zealous, but not according to knowledge.
在罗马书第十章，保罗就点出这个问题。他说我这个犹太人，我的骨肉之亲，他们是很有热心的人，但是他们的知识不是按照基督。
But Apollos was accurate in his knowledge of the word and as he spoke the things concerning Jesus.
但是在圣经为亚波罗做见证的时候，就说到他的知识是非常完整的，认识基督。
Now we see and we're watching the sovereign growth of a servant of God.
所以你在他的身上你可以看到他是一个健康的成长。
Now Apollos has many things already in his service.
所以在他的服事里面已经打下一个相当不错的根基。
But he lacks an understanding of the more perfect way.
但是美中不足，还差这么一点儿。
What do you think that means?
什么意思？
That he didn't know certain doctrines?
难道他在一些神学的教训上少掉什么认识吗？
Do you think Aquila and Priscilla took him aside and said, now let me tell you about the doctrine of predestination?
是不是百基拉这对夫妻把他有一天叫来说，你大概少了这一个神学的认识，让我给你补个课？
No, his lack was not in doctrine per se.
不是的，他不是在神学上有一个点没懂。
It does not say in the scripture what it was he needed.
圣经没有很清楚地说他缺这一个部分。
But we can see, as we see the scriptures and what happens with Aquila and Priscilla, that what he lacked was a heavenly vision of Christ in glory.
你从百基拉跟亚居拉的这一个他们的经历他们的见证来看，这一对夫妻能够帮助这个弟兄的显然是那一个天上的意象的部分。
He spoke the things concerning Jesus, but now he needed to see the fuller dimensions of Christ.
虽然亚波罗能够讲论关于耶稣基督的事情，但是他缺少的是一个宏观的这一个基督的意象这个部分。
Now many servants of God today go around with a partial, accurate understanding of something regarding the Lord.
今天有许多的神的仆人也跟亚波罗相似，他们对基督的某一个部分有相当准确的讲解与认识。
In Ephesians chapter 1, from verses 3 to 14, we have what could be the curriculum for a whole seminary training.
昨天我们讲的第一章从第三节一直到十四节，那一段圣经可以成为神学院的一个很重要的课程。
We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens.
我们神将天上各样的属灵的福气赐给我们。
We were chosen before the foundation of the world.
在创世之前，神已经在基督里拣选我们。
We were predestined to become sons.
我们就预定要成为神的儿子。
We've been forgiven of our sin.
我们的罪又被赦免。
We've been brought into an inheritance.
我们又被带进这个产业。
We've been sealed by the Holy Spirit.
我们圣灵又成为这个产业的印记。
How does that sound familiar?
这些重要的教训我们都很熟悉了。
I don't know about here, but in the United States, there's churches that only preach on the doctrine of God's blessing.
那么在我不知道在台湾怎么样，我知道在美国有许多的教会，他们就根据这段圣经就讲到，我们基督徒在神的面前就有这么多这么多属灵的福气。
Their doctrine is very simple.
这个教训很简单。
God wants to bless you and make you millionaire.
上帝要祝福你，每一个信耶稣的人都可以做百万富翁。
Here's what you must do.
你应该这样做。
Give everything to me.
奉献给我。
And you will become prosperous.
那你们就要蒙福了。
Now it's true we have every spiritual blessing in Christ.
是，圣经告诉我们神把诸般的属灵的福气给我们。
But our gospel must be bigger than that.
但是我们的福音比这个还大。
Or we have groups that spend all of their time preaching about election and predestination.
但是也有另外一群的基督徒，他们的注重点就是在所谓预定论这个问题上。
Or some churches that only preach about grace and forgiveness.
那有些教会又抓了另外一个点，就是恩典、赦免等等等等。
Or others, you go there every Sunday, they speak about the Holy Spirit and the power of God.
那还有另一群基督徒，他们的聚会里头只讲圣灵与他的能力。
Now all these things are true.
每一个部分都有它的真理性。
But if you take them apart, you take them out of the truth.
但是如果你是执着这个整个真理的这么一个部分的时候，你就会发现有问题了。
And all of those things that were mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1, there is a missing phrase that belongs to each.
在我们刚刚讲的这一段第一章的里头，每一个部分都很重要，但是有一个包罗万有的事
Paul was saying,
缺掉缺少了。
In Christ you have all blessings. In Christ you are chosen. In Christ you are forgiven. In Christ you have the Holy Spirit.
那这个缺掉的这个关键词汇呢，就是在基督里，在基督里面你们蒙拣选，在基督里面你们的罪得赦免，在基督里面你得到丰盛的产业，在基督里面你有圣灵的印记。
Now the Ephesian Christians may not have known about all of these doctrines, but they knew Christ.
对以弗所的基督徒来讲，他可能不知道这些那么多的神学论点，但是他们知道一件事，就是耶稣基督。
And if you abide in Christ and he abides in you, you have all of these things.
如果你能够住在基督里头，基督又住在你的里头，那么这一切都给了我们。
But take any one of these doctrines and press it to the extreme and it becomes something that's not right.
但是如果我们在这诸般的福气的里头，我们抓一个部分，然后又把这一部分的真理推上线上纲的话，这就要出问题了。
I believe in predestination and I believe in election, but I've heard much preaching about that that my heart grieves when I hear.
是，我对这里面任何一个点我都相信，比如说神的预定这件事情毫无疑问，但是我当听这些专门讲预定的神学的这批人，很多他们里面的论点叫我非常紧张。
It's only when we're abiding in Christ that we seeThe balance of all of these wonderful things.
所以这些重要的真理，它必须在基督里才能够完全彼此平衡。
But it's like churches are emphasizing all kinds of different things.
但是今天各个教会都有不同的重点去强调。
It's kind of like a new car.
好像有一部新的汽车。
Now, have you seen the 2011 model of the Jaguar?
你有没有看过2011年的降瓜车呢？
Some churches preach on the pattern of the car,
the style. 有的教会就喜欢讲这一个新模式的款式样子。
Others say, no, a car is no good without an engine. You must be born again, born again, born again, born again.
但是有的人说不，这些样子不重要，需要里面的那个引进。引进的对基督徒来讲就是重生得救，所以他们拼命讲的重生重生。
And another church says, no, no, no. What you need is the gasoline of the Holy Spirit. You need the power, the power, the power, the power.
那另外一批基督徒就是说，你有了引擎也不有用啊，没有汽油，没有汽油怎么行？没有能力，所以需要圣灵，圣灵就是能力，能力，能力。
Others said, no, 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 no. You've got to wash the car and paint the car and perfect the look of the car.
那有人又强调，那外观要把它擦得亮亮的，漂亮才有用。
Others said, no, no, no. You need to read the manual very carefully. Read this manual.
有的人就说，这个不行，你要好好的读这个手册。汽车手册你没读好，汽车一定搞乱七八糟。Some
people read the manual, and they also drive a car on the computer, but they've never actually driven a car.
但是你会发现，有些人手册是汽车手册读了，但是他开车是在电脑上模拟开的，从来没有真正开过。
Now, when I'm flying on a plane, I don't want to hear the pilot say, now, ladies and gentlemen, I've played on my computer and I know just how to fly.
我每次上了飞机，我不希望听见我的驾驶员、飞机驾驶员跟我说，我在模拟器上学开了有多少小时，但是我没有真正开过飞机。
But we have the churches that all emphasize something different.
今天许多的教会强调各种不同的点。
And how many of these groups know? Where is this car going?
但是有多少的人真正知道这部车到底开到哪里去?
So you put the gasoline in, you start the engine, where are we going?
是你加了汽油，你开了，但是，哎，请问到哪里去啊?
What's God's purpose for the church?
到底神对教会的目标是什么?
They say, we just keep going around in circles.
那你就开出去就好了，管那么多。
But you see, these are just partial understandings.
所以我们对圣经的真理都是不片面的理解。
And the Lord wants to bring us into the greatness of Christ and His all-sufficiency.
但是今天你看见我们在这里所看见，保罗要我们看见是他基督的丰满，他的整体性。
Now we picture our faithful servant Apollos as he comes to Ephesus.
那你现在回到亚波罗的这个例子上来看，他来到了以弗所教会。
He's preaching to the amount of light that he has.
他照着他所看见的光来服侍亚波罗，以弗所的教会。
Because he is a follower of John the Baptist.
他以前是跟随约翰的。
Maybe he's like a lone voice in the wilderness when he preaches in the synagogue.
所以可能他跟他的师父一样，他讲道的时候有那个。 使徒约翰在旷野讲道的风格。
And wherever he goes, he only goes to the synagogue and preaches the Messiah.
那么他无论去哪里，他总是到会堂里面去讲道的。
He speaks of the coming of the kingdom of God.
他讲到这个要来的国度。
But he doesn't know of Christ, the heavenly one.
但是他没有看见这一位基督他在天上的那个位置。
He probably lives according to the custom of the Jews.
他可能是按着严谨的犹太传统来做生活的这一个人。
He probably seldom preaches to the Gentiles, if at all.
他可能也没有机会跟外邦人传道。
And then he meets God's servants.
有一天他碰到神的仆人。
Now who are the key servants here in this story?
刚刚我们读的这段圣经，谁是那个主要的神的仆人呢？
He meets Aquila and Priscilla.
这就是这里讲的百基拉跟雅居拉。
And they are the most important part of this story.
这是整个这个故事的主角。
Now they are God's servants.
他们两个是神的仆人。
But let's talk about them just a little bit.
我们稍微多讲一点他。
Aquila and Priscilla were a Christian couple who made tents.
这对基督徒的夫妻，他们平时的工作是这个支搭帐篷的。
They were Jews in background, but saved by the grace of Christ.
他们是犹太人，靠着主的恩典得救。有一天，
and they were kicked out of Rome, and they moved to Corinth.
那么他们从罗马被赶出来，他们就搬家搬到了哥林多。
When Paul came on his second journey, and he came the first time to Corinth, he met Aquila and Priscilla.
在保罗第二次巡回布道的时候，他来到第一次来到了哥林多，就碰到这对夫妻。
And you remember Paul lived and worked with them for a few months.
那保罗在那里就与他们一起同工住了有好几个月。
They made tents together.
因为他们同行都是支帐幕的人。
On the Sabbath, Paul would go into the synagogue and try to reason with the Jews regarding Christ.
那里呢，他到了安息日，他就到会堂里面去跟犹太人讲道辩论。
But something wonderful was going on.
但是有奇妙的事情发生。
As Aquila and Priscilla worked together with the Apostle Paul, he shared his heavenly vision of Christ.
在他们这三个人在一起同工的时候，一定保罗把他所看见的这一个属天的意象就交通给这对夫妻。
The glorious Christ he met on the road to Damascus.
他怎么样在大马士的路上遇见这位天上的主
？The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他说万主之主，万王之王。
And the Christ.Whose church was his body?
那么这一位基督，他的身体就是他的教会。
After a few months, you remember Silas and Timothy came and joined Paul there in Corinth.
过了几个月，希拉跟提摩太也来到了这个哥林多。
And for a period of around 2 years,
在那里差不多有两年的光阴。
Paul, Silas, and Timothy worked together building the church in Corinth.
那么他们在那里就把这个。哥林多的教会建起来
and God poured out His Spirit in a wonderful way, and the Church of Corinth was built.
那圣灵也浇灌下来，这一个哥林多教会就有一个非常美好的成长。
Many people got saved, Jews and Gentiles.
在那里，不管犹太人得救，外邦人也得救。
And they received the Holy Spirit, and many of the Corinthians had various spiritual gifts.
那么他们得到了圣灵许多的各样的恩赐在教会里面什么恩赐都不缺
And they began to function as the body of Christ
那么他们在教会中就配搭像一个身体一样
And Aquila and Priscilla saw it all
这整个的历程这对夫妻是见证人
And they too became members of the body of Christ
所以这一对夫妻也就成为这个教会中的这个身体的一个肢体
They felt themselves connected together with all of the other believers
他们跟整个的这个哥林多教会的众肢体接连在一起
And they became God's servants
他们自己也成为神的工人
How?
怎么变的呢
They opened their home and had a church meeting in their house
因为他们把自己的家打开教会有一些聚会就会在他的家中举行
They used their tent making money to help supportthe work that was going on.
那么他们自己的工作支帐篷赚了一些钱来奉献来支持一些工人。
And over these few years, the Church of Corinth became a testimony to Christ.
所以几年下来这个教会就能够成为当地的一个耶稣基督的见证。
After 2 years, Paul felt burdened in his heart to go to Ephesus, and he took Aquila and Priscilla with him.
然后过两年他保罗觉得神带领他要往下一站去就去了以弗所就把这对夫妻一起带着去
So they went to Ephesus
他们就到了以弗所
Aquila and Priscilla moved their tent making business to Ephesus
所以这对夫妻也把这个支帐篷的工作呢就带到了以弗所
They began to live there
他们就搬家住在那里
And Paul said I have to go back to Jerusalem and I'll be back
然后有一天保罗就对这对夫妻说现在我要去耶路撒冷以后过一阵再回来
Now Aquila and Priscilla are just there in Ephesus
所以他们就留在以弗所
Probably there's a few believers there who believe in the Lord Jesus
在那里也有一些其他的肢体
Most of them meet in the synagogue
他们平常聚会呢是在会堂里聚的
And so Aquila and Priscilla were there
那么这对夫妻就留在以弗所
But they were God's servants.
他们是神的仆人。
Why?
为什么呢
Because they had seen the heavenly vision of Christ.
因为他们看见了这个天上的异象。
Now during the more than a year probably that Paul was absent from Ephesus.
在那一年中保罗不在。
It was at that time that Apollos came to Ephesus.
然后亚波罗就来了。
Where did he go?
他去哪里呢
That converted Jewish preacher went to the synagogue.
那么他们这个亚波罗来到以弗所，他就自然去到了
这个会堂。
That oh, he preached a powerful word about Jesus being the Messiah.
那他就带着能力讲到耶稣是弥赛亚，传讲给在那个会堂里的人。
But as he was preaching, Aquila and Priscilla noticed something.
那么在他的讲道的里头，这对夫妻就发现了一个问题。
He said, he doesn't see. He doesn't see yet.
就是发现他没有看见我们看见的异象。
And so after he got through speaking,
他讲完了道。
Aquila and Priscilla took him out for dim sum.
那就带他们两个就他们夫妻两个就带这个传道就去吃点心去了。
And they began to explain to Apollos the way of the Lord more perfectly.
所以圣经就告诉我们，就将他接来将神的道路给他讲解的更加详细。
Apollos was in the way of the Lord, but only to the degree he had seen.
当然，亚波罗已经走在这条路上的人，不然他已经讲这个道了。
And so Priscilla and Aquila began to share with Apollos of this heavenly vision of Christ.
所以在这个时候，这对夫妻就把他们所看见的这个亮光向这个亚波罗来介绍讲解的更加仔细。
And actually we notice something that's quite common here in the scripture.
在这里你注意圣经怎么说。
Actually when it comes to telling Apollos about these things, it says Priscilla and Aquila, because she was more of the teacher than Aquila.
那么圣经所讲当他讲的时候是把妻子放在前面，因为妻子口才比较好。
So Priscilla told him about the largeness of Christ, and Aquila said, yep, amen, amen, amen.
妻子讲得那么好，丈夫就点头，阿们阿们。
Now can you imagine what happened to Apollos when he heard of the fullness of Christ?
所以你能够想象，当亚波罗听见这一个更丰富的基督的时候，他怎么来反映这件事呢？
Now we know that he was a faithful servant because he was humble to receive this word from this man and woman.
那你从圣经看得出来，这个神的仆人非常的谦卑，他能够从这对夫妻接受从神来的这个教训。
Now sometimes today, God's servants won't listen to God's servant.
今天很不幸的，常常所谓有一些仆人，他不会听跟他平辈的人，也是神的仆人，但是不听的。
Full-time workers know everything.
全职的工人他什么都懂，不用再听别人讲什么了。
If a sister and a brother takes you out to dim sum and tells you we have something more to tell you, you say no, 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 thanks.
那如果今天有一对夫妻要把你请去吃点心，然后告诉你有一些更重要的事，你说啊不不不听不听不听。
But our dear brother Apollos, he wanted to know all he could know regarding the Christ.
但是这里有一个神的仆人，只要你讲到基督更多的事情，他愿意谦卑的来接受。
And so Priscilla told Apollos about what happened in Corinth.
那么这个时候这对夫妻就会把他们曾经在哥林多的经历来跟这个神的仆人来交通。
And how Paul had shared the gospel of this cosmic and glorious Christ.
在那个地方他就把保罗在那里所讲的这一个宇宙性的基督来讲解给亚波罗听。
How they were all baptized into the body of Christ and began to function as members together in one body.
然后在那里怎么样看见圣灵的工作，把这许许多多各式各样的人在圣灵的镜的里面镜成一个身体。
And this, as Priscilla spoke these words, Apollos in his heart witnessed all these things are true.
那当这对夫妻在那里做这个见证的时候，每一个细节他听完，他的灵里面就印证说这些都是真的。
And suddenly he saw.The heavens opened up and he saw his Lord Jesus.
所以在这个交通的里头，他里头眼睛打开了，他看见这位看不见的主。
He was more than just the Messiah of the kingdom of God.
这位耶稣不单单是弥赛亚这个国度的王。
He was the head of the church.
他更是这个教会的元首。
He was the bridegroom of the bride.
他是这一个新娘的新郎。
He was the all-powerful Lord Jesus Christ.
他是有全能的耶稣基督。
And when Apollos saw that,
当亚波罗看见这件事，
he rejoiced.
他欢喜。
And something happened.
就发生了事。
He immediately became coordinated in this building work of God as an apostle.
他就马上就开始进入这个身体的侍奉，圣灵可以用他来跟其他的人配搭。
Because if you'll notice in this passage,
如果你继续读
what immediately happens?
马上就发生了一件事。
Apollos comes to Aquila and Priscilla and says, I have to go to Corinth, I have to go to Corinth.
那么亚波这个亚亚亚百基拉跟亚居拉就说我们要去加利哥林多。
Now Achaia means Corinth.
哦，这个亚盖亚就是哥林多。
We know that there are two major cities in Achaia. One was Athens, the other was Corinth.
亚盖亚是一个省份，那里有两个有名的城市，一个是雅典，一个是哥林多。
And Apollos wanted to go to Corinth.
那么亚波罗说我现在要去哥林多。
Now at that time, even though Aquila and Priscilla were there in Ephesus.Still, the church hadn't really been built yet there. They were still meeting at the synagogue.
在那个时候，这对夫妻人是在以弗所，以弗所的教会还没有成型。
But the believers, those who were saved there in Ephesus, sent Apollos over to Corinth with a letter of commendation.
那么这个时候，在以弗所的弟兄们就写了一封信，就介绍他去哥林多。
And when Apollos went to Corinth, his spirit was expanded as he rejoiced and joined himself with the body of Christ.
所以当亚波罗拿着介绍信到了哥林多的时候，他看见教会的光景，他就非常的火热，把自己投入在教会中的侍奉。
Do you remember that time in your life when you saw the body of Christ truly functioning?
你回想你自己的一生，曾经在教会中看见这个基督身体正常的运作，你自己怎么样配搭进去？
When you saw the Lord Jesus visible among the saints gathered together,
在这一群的圣徒中间，你能够看见基督在这些基督徒身上是看得见的。
Where you saw a simple brother stand up and give a word, and then another brother stand up and add to that word.
一个弟兄交通了，另外一个弟兄起来再加上更丰富的交通。
And then when they prayed in one accord.
他们在一起祷告，能够同心合意祷告。
One sister prayed and then another brother added to that prayer.
一个姐妹祷告了，其他的另外一个弟兄又把更丰富的祷告加进来。
The Christian life was not independent anymore.
所以你在那里看到基督徒不是单兵作战了。
Apollos was just not a brother who went wherever he wanted anymore.
他不再亚波罗自己不再是单兵作战的弟兄，他不再这样走。
He was now a servant of God.
他现在是神的仆人
，being led by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵可以带领他。
And so he went to Corinth.
他现在来到了哥林多。
Now what happened when he got there?
他到了这个教会怎么样呢
？When you read here in verse 27 and 28.
27-28节
It says that when he arrived, he greatly helped those who believed through grace, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah.
他到了那里，多帮助那蒙恩信主的人，在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引圣经证明耶稣是基督。
No wonder.The brothers and sisters loved Apollos.
难怪哥林多的圣徒们非常爱亚波罗。
At this time, he had a special ministry of preaching about the Messiah to the Jews in Corinth.
他的职事是对犹太人来证明耶稣是基督。
But we remember that Paul later on goes and says, Apollos is part of God's building work.
所以你到后来。读保罗的书信的时候，他保罗为他做见证说，这个人是神的仆人。
When I came to Corinth, I planted this church, and now Apollos is faithfully watering the church.
当年我来种下这个种子，亚波罗圣灵打发来做浇灌这个种子的工作。
This is God's coordinating work.
你可以看到神的主权把这些工人他配搭在一起服侍。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is head over all things to his church.
我们的主是教会的元首。
He leads brothers and sisters various places in service of him.
他带领不同的弟兄姊妹在不同的地方来服侍主。
And he has you as one of his servants living in a particular place.
神把你放在某一个特点的地方。
You may have some regular job.
你可能带着一个职业。
Be raising a family.
你养一个家。
But do you see the heavenly vision of Christ?
但是你有没有看见这一个属天的意象呢？
Because God will send along some hungry person who needs to hear the way of God more perfectly.
神可能在你的生命中就带一个人来，他需要听见这一个属天的意象。
Now we have many servants of God here this weekend.
这段特会的时间，我们中间有很多已经是主的仆人了。
And some of you have been faithful, like Aquila and Priscilla.
可能你就是这一个忠心的百基拉跟亚居拉夫妇。
Now Paul is a great preacher.
保罗是一个很会讲道的传道人。
Apollos was a great preacher.
亚波罗也是同样。
But the church cannot be built unless there are Aquila and Priscilla.
但是光有这两个使徒是不够的，神还要预备亚居拉、百居拉。
How we need brothers and sisters to open the word of God and share the way of the Lord with believers.
那么他们能够把神的话打开来，帮助一些需要帮助的人。
People who open their homes to the church.
他们把自己的家没有保留的打开来接待人。
There's something that happens when you see a picture, a vision of the heavenly Christ.
当我们看见这一个属天基督的意象的时候，对我们整个人有一个冲击的。
After you see such a vision,
你看到这个意象。
After you see this great mountain in summing up,
这一个整个在基督里同归于一的时候，
you suddenly see something else.
你又发现了一个秘密。
God is building right now.
神正在建造他的身体。
God is using me right now.
神正在用我。
Maybe in some small way.
可能一点点。
As a vital link, as a connection with other brothers and sisters.
这一点点却把这个人跟那个人配搭在一起。
Oh, but the Holy Spirit is coordinating these things as he's summing up the church into fullness.
今天圣灵在那里做这个伟大的工程，要把万有都归在基督里的时候，他就用我们这里那里把它配在一起。
How we need to be faithful.
我们必须忠心。
Brothers and sisters, God is saving thousands of people every day.
神是正在做工的神，他每天拯救上千的人。
According to the statistics, during this time I have been speaking, more than 7,000 people have been saved across the world.
我现在正在讲到的这个当儿，照着今天我所看见的资料，神在全世界正在拯救7,000个人归主。
There has been a steady increase over these last 30 years.
在这过去的30年，这个世界上有一直不断的人得救成长。
And it is more than 60 million new Christians every year.
每年有6,000,000的人来到神面前。
Now this is happening all over the globe.
那当然是指着全球来看。
Where nobody can number.
没有人知道准确的数字。
But we stand in a position as those who can teach the way of God more perfectly.
所以今天我们就能够看到需要有人能够把神的道讲得更仔细的人。
Many of these people have turned from the world and been saved by Jesus Christ as Savior.
今天有成千上万的人正在被拯救，脱离这个世界，转向基督。
Many of these people serve in the kingdom of God.
有很多人在神的国里面服侍，
but they have never seen a heavenly vision of Christ.
但是他们缺环是这一个属天的基督的意象。
They're all in the foothills of the mountain.
我们看见的许多的基督徒是在山下山脚下的。
But they don't know the passageway up into Christ.
他们不知道怎么样能够登上这座山。
Surely God has deposited something in our lives.
今天神在我们的生命中放了许多的宝贝。
And He intends to use that which we have seen to help other people in this growing into Christ.
神既然已经给了我们这些宝贝。神就要用我们来帮助那些还不认识这条道路的人。
You younger students and scholars going to school and university.
在我们中间有许多年轻人，你可能正在上学，上大学。
If you love the Lord,
如果你爱主。
If you see something of His greatness,
你看见了基督的伟大。
And do not think you're just preparing for a secular career.
你不要认为你就是神预备你，只是做点世界上的工作而已。
God is preparing to place you somewhere.
神要把你放在一个地方。
So you can be an agent in bringing about the summing up of all things in Christ.
神要用你作为一个媒介，把其他的人能够带到这一个合一的里头。
Many of you here have migrated and moved from your home to a new place.
神可能用我们中间有一些人从这里给你带到另外一个地方去。
Now do not make the mistake of thinking you have done that to prosper.
你不要以为你搬一个地方是叫你发财。
You've been sent by God.
神打发你去。
And yours is to share the more perfect way with those brothers and sisters around you.
乃是要你在那个新的地方把基督更重要的更详细的道路讲给那些你去的地方的人。
If it is God's will that most of the seed He scatters across this globe be Chinese, this is God's sovereign will.
如果这个种子撒下去的时候，这些很多人得救是中国人。
But wherever you go,
那这是神的工作。
Don't be Chinese.
但是不管神把你放在哪里，不要限制在一个种族的里。
Live according to the custom of a heavenly citizen.
也就是说我们今天是属天的子民。
Our brother shared this morning
今天我们弟兄早上说
that we are walking in a different way
今天我们的道路跟世人的道路是不一样的。
Wherever the Lord sends us
不管主把我们放在哪里
we have something to share with people around
我们总有神给了已经给了我们可以与我们周围的人分享的道路。
There are many Christians today in a very confusing environment
今天我们很多的基督徒在一些混乱的光景中。
But if they can be seated in the heavenly places in Christ, the confusion can break away as they see what the Lord's purpose is for His church.
那么我们今天我要看见主把我们放在这个坐在天上与基督一同，然后虽然有许多的混乱，但是我们慢慢能够看出神要我们做什么。
My name, 康登弟兄。
我是康登弟兄。
I'm 90% Chinese because of I eat so much Chinese food.
我现在95%大概已经中国化了，因为吃了太多中国餐。
Back in New York, I fellowship with brothers and sisters there in Flushing, Queens.
在纽约，我跟纽约的圣徒一起聚会，有一部分的人是在 Flushing, Queens 这个地带。
It's very wonderful to be there.
很好在那个地方。
Maybe we have 350 people.
在那个聚会里我们有350个人。
300 Chinese,
300个人是中国人。
50 the rest of us.
另外50个就是像我们这些人。
But it's a very strange assembly.
这是一群很奇怪的人。
Because everything is done in English.
中国人却讲英文。
Now, many of these who come to us are just visiting.
很多人是过路人。
And they say, well, we have 300 Chinese here, you should speak Chinese.
这里有300个中国人，你们这群人应该讲中文呢。
The brothers say, no, we're in America now.
但是当地的弟兄会告诉他们，不，我们现在是在美国。
We want our testimony to be here in the United States.
这个见证是在美国做的。
Oh, so many Chinese brothers and sisters, they have to learn English. Oh, it's so tough.
那这个意思就是说，你到这边来，你是中国人，但是你要学英文，哎呀，太难，太难了。
Now, I'm glad I don't live here because I would have to learn Chinese.
我很高兴我没有住在这里，在这里我要学中文了。
But that's the price you pay to be God's servant.
但是你要做神的仆人，你就要付一定的代价。
So, you know, we have one of these assemblies that nobody understands. Who is the pastor?
我们有一些 弟兄姊妹在一个地方觉得 不懂为什么这里怎么没有牧师的。
Well, we have no pastor.
没有，这里没有牧师。
Wait a minute. My brother Christian Chen, he goes to the same assembly. He must be the pastor.
那么陈弟兄在这个教会里头，他大概应该是当牧师的材料。
No, he's not the pastor.
不，他不是牧师。
He goes away more than he is home.
他在外面的时间比在家里的时间多。
We are not missing sheep, we're missing a shepherd.
我们这里没有失去的羊，却有失去的牧人。
Now maybe some of those other people, those 50 people say, Brother Dana, he Congdon, he must be the pastor.
那另外五十个人就说，哦，那个，那那么你康弟兄，你应该是牧师了。
No,
不，我也不是牧师。
But we have some brothers who are leaders, spiritual leaders.
是我们中间有一些神给我们做带领的弟兄。
And they are leading the church toward the Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人带整个的弟兄姊妹到基督面前。
When I go there,
所以我每次去
I see the Lord working now.
我就看见神在我们中间做工。
And he's changing people's lives.
他在那里改变人的生命。
And it's something new.
有新的事情发生。
And we haven't been this way before.
这个新生事物是我们以前没有经历过的。
But the Lord wants us to give ourselves to be His testimony.
但是我们知道一件事，主要我们成为他的见证。
And we get an opportunity to share of the heavenly Christ to those who come among us.
所以我们就有一个责任，对那些到我们中间来的人，讲解耶稣基督在这个属天的意象中。
And we hope, despite our weaknesses,
不管我们有多大的软弱，
when people come and gather with us around the Lord's table,
但是只要他们来与我们一起擘饼，
they will touch the Lord.
盼望他们也摸到这位主。
What a wonderful opportunity.
这是何等奇妙的经历。
We have this chance to live now.
我们今天有这个机会为主而活。
Because our God is working now.
因为神今天正在做工。
Don't tell me what God did years ago.
你不需要老是告诉我多少年前神曾经做过什么。
Don't get nostalgic and weep and say, it used to be so good.
你不需要为在那里哭说，哎呀，以前神怎么样做的奇妙，今天没有了。
I say, look to the Lord, the heavenly vision, and you'll see he's working now.
如果你看见这一个属天的意象，你要发现神今天还是做工的。
Don't say, there's nothing going on now, but we hope very soon something will happen.
也不要说神现在不会做工，将来有一天他要做工。
As soon as you see heavenly vision,
你只要看见这个属天的意象，
the Lord, like in Apollos, he begins to coordinate and lead you by the Holy Spirit.
你就会发现你会有亚波罗的经验，神就马上在这个人身上做工。
May we be faithful servants.
让我们每一个人都是做一个
humble servant,
忠心谦卑的仆人。
Always desiring to see more.Of who our Lord Jesus Christ really is.
我们心里面一直有一个渴望，就是更多更多的认识这位奇妙的耶稣基督。
That's why we've gathered together this weekend.
这也是我们这次在这边聚集的原因。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们每一个人。
Let's pray.
我们低头祷告。
Our Father, we thank you so much that you're calling servants to be coordinated by our head, the Lord Jesus.
天父，我们何等的感谢你，我们感谢主。成为教会的元首，他在那里把我们这些众仆人配搭在一起。
We want to be faithful and stewards of the mysteries.
我们愿意做神奥秘室中心的管家。
We thank you for our brother Apollos. He was so humble. He was so willing to receive new light.
我们为着亚波罗，你的仆人这样谦卑的在主面前接受新的亮光，感谢主。
We thank you for Aquila and Priscilla.Servants who are able to share the stewards of the mysteries of God in Christ.
我们也为教会中有亚居拉、百居拉这样忠心的仆人，在那里能够帮助其他的工人一起来服侍主。
Do raise up all of your children, young and old, to be such faithful servants.
你一直在教会中兴起不同年龄的工人起来服侍主。
We sit with Christ in the heavenlies and see how great He is.
今天你把我们带在天上与基督一同来看见你的伟大。
We bow before his sovereign will.
我们在基督的主权面前我们低头敬拜。
Lord, lead us that we may serve thee.
主，求你带领我们，让我们一起来服侍你。
Help us to be those who know your will in these last days.
帮助我们每一个人在这个末世的时候是一个认识神旨意的人。
And enable us by your Spirit to live in the fullness and victory of Christ.
让我们能够靠着基督得做一个得胜有能力的仆人。
We pray in his precious name.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.